Detroit visual artist Charles McGee died late last week. A fundamental figure on Detroit's art scene, he was something of an evolutionary link between the fine art tradition and the street style influences that put Detroit on the contemporary art map in the latter half of the 20th century. If you've spent any time in Detroit, no doubt you've seen his kinetic figures and meticulously balanced abstract compositions. He worked frequently in black and white, but also painted in palettes of red and ochre and blue that warmed up his subjects. His constructed steel forms seemed to leap out of the ground with a life of their own. Charles McGee populated his work with black people, sometimes recalling Egyptian figures, and sometimes more modern. He described his work to Stateside this way in 2017.
The work comes out of, I guess you say, a philosophical kind of underpinnings of togetherness. I believe that nature put us all here with something that's kind of unique to each individual.
One of McGee's most lauded works was a mural called Unity, completed 4 years ago in Capitol Park. At the time, he said he was happy to still be commissioned for work in his 90s.
I feel blessed to have the opportunity to do it, and I feel great about being able to, over these years, come to the point to where I'm able to do it. It's all been a learning process, and it continues to be. And I think that is the food that feeds me through my daily activities.
You can see that 2017 mural, Unity, at 28 West Grand River downtown, or find Charles McGee's work at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, also at the Detroit Institute of Arts. You can read more about his work in Detroit's gallery scene and his role helping hundreds and hundreds of art students over the years at michiganradio.org. Charles McGee was 97.